Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The worldwide focus on COVID may indeed be making people sicker. How so, you may ask? Well, there's other non-communicable diseases and other infectious diseases that are spreading, and I don't think they're receiving the same attention. Helping us to unpack this is our resident doctor who keeps us up to date on what's happening in the world of COVID-19, Dr. Daniel Israel. Doctor, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Chad.
So you heard my intro, and it's obviously of concern.
You really summed it up well, because the reality is that it's all about the attention that COVID's getting compared to these other diseases.
So what other diseases are we talking about, and what do you think the long-term impact is going to be?
So we know that, for example, diabetes is projected to increase by probably 50% by 2030, which is really a huge increase. The World Health Organization said that non-communicable diseases, so just for those of us who don't understand these technical terms, that those are diseases that aren't spread from infection from one person to another, that the deaths from them are predicted to rise by 17% in the next 10 years. And we also know that there are other really infectious communicable diseases, like TB, that have really taken the back seat. Now, with all the COVID lockdowns and the sanitizing and the real focus of people to stay at home and not go out, and used to be not to medical environments, we really are finding that the screening that's normally being done for these diseases and the monitoring and treatment of them have gone down a lot. So it can only be that in the years to come, we will see the effects of these of the strides we've made with COVID perhaps taking their toll on the management of these conditions.
Doctor, I have to go back to a very frightening statistic you gave, the prediction of a 50% increase in diabetes. Are we talking type 2 diabetes? Are we talking about the preventable type diabetes if people take the necessary precautions like exercise and diet? Or are we talking the diabetes that people are born with?
No, we're talking about, just to be clear, no one's born with diabetes. So there is one type of diabetes called neonatal diabetes, which is, babies get that younger than age 6, but the majority of diabetes in the world is type 2, and type 2 is a very strong component of the lifestyle, including sedentary lifestyle. So often people who are overweight, don't exercise, eat the wrong diet, etc., are at risk of diabetes. There is an amount of a genetic predisposition to it. But as you rightly say, this is diabetes that is preventable. And when we're talking about this big increase, we are talking about type 2. So this is the kind of condition or disease, if you want to focus on this one as an example, where if a person goes and has their blood sugar screened once a year and they start seeing their sugars going up, they can make big strides. But if they don't check, they won't know, because there are no symptoms at the beginning until it becomes, frankly, high sugar.
So what you're saying is, it's not just preventable, but if it's caught in time, there's a possibility you can reverse it.
Absolutely. So there's we can actually spend a bit of time in the next week talking more about this, but there's a type of category called pre-diabetes, and that's people who are sitting with insulin resistance, and they are pre-diabetic. And if there's been various studies out, like the DPP, the diabetes prevention trial, that showed that if people really increased their exercise and pruned their diet and even took sometimes more metformin, glucophage, they can reduce the chances of developing diabetes. So really, this is a good example of something that, because it's asymptomatic at the beginning, that nobody would pick up unless they checked. And therefore, it's been the correct approach with COVID so far to put in these drastic measures. But hopefully, if we keep up low variant seriousness and it's under control, we really need to kind of make sure that things are not being neglected because of COVID.
You've made some very valid points, and I think it's a very important conversation we need to have, especially considering the amount of death associated with type 2 diabetes, as well as the change in lifestyle and the dramatic change in lifestyle and how it impacts people. So it's definitely something that needs to get picked up next week. Thank you so much, and enjoy your long weekend, Doctor.
You too, Chad.
That was Dr. Daniel Israel bringing us up to date on other issues that are being overlooked as a result of COVID.